Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Abhineet Shukla with The World News. The headlines. Government notifies Citizenship Rules 2026, introduces digital OCI system, biometric consent and stricter passport provisions. India-Tanzania boosts trade ties, joint panel reviews growth, expands cooperation. US returns 657 stolen artifacts valued at nearly $14 million to India. And in badminton, India reached Thomas Cup semifinals with dominant 3-0 win over Chinese Taipei in Denmark. The government has notified the Citizenship Amendment Rules 2026, introducing revised provisions for Overseas Citizen of India, that is OCI cardholders, and citizenship applications. The Ministry of Home Affairs, that is MHA, amended the Citizenship Rules 2009 through a Gazette notification. Under the new rules, a minor child cannot hold an Indian passport and a foreign passport simultaneously. All OCI registration and renunciation applications must now be submitted electronically via the official portal. Applicants renouncing OCI status must surrender their original physical card to the nearest Indian mission, post or foreigner's regional registration officer. The requirement to submit duplicate documents has been removed and an electronic OCI, that is e-OCI system, has been introduced, allowing issuance of either a physical or electronic OCI registration. OCI applicants will also need to sign a consent form to opt into the fast-track immigration program, agreeing to biometric data collection during registration. The fifth session of the India-Tanzania Joint Trade Committee has concluded in Tanzania. It focused on strengthening bilateral trade, investment and economic ties. The meeting reviewed progress since the last session held in New Delhi in August 2017. According to the Ministry of Commerce and Industry, bilateral trade crossed $9 billion in 2025-26, up from over $8 billion in 2024-25. Both the sides highlighted the committee's role as a key platform for resolving trade issues and promoting economic engagement. Talks also covered trade settlement in local currencies, easier long-term visas for Indian business persons, and stronger regulatory cooperation in pharmaceuticals. Discussions extended to collaboration in health, Ayush, education, shipbuilding and mining, including gemstone sector development and skill-building initiatives. Iran has sent a new proposal for negotiations with the United States through Pakistani mediators, according to state news agency IRNA. The move is seen as a possible step towards breaking the diplomatic deadlock. It also comes as global oil prices, which had surged after Iran's blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, eased following the report. A ceasefire has been in place since the 8th of last month. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the truce effectively pauses the congressional deadline for authorizing military action under the War Powers Resolution. However, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Ismail Baghaei cautioned against expecting swift progress in the talks. Iran has warned it will launch long and painful strikes on U.S. positions in the Gulf if attacks resume, while reiterating its claim over the Strait of Hormuz. Ukraine has struck an oil terminal in Russia's Black Sea city of Tuapse in a fresh drone attack targeting energy infrastructure. Local Russian officials said the strike triggered a fire but caused no casualties. The facility has now been hit four times in just over 2 weeks. Meanwhile, Russian forces intensified attacks across Ukraine. In the western city of Ternopil, Mayor Serhiy Nadal said more than 50 drones were launched. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said at least 5 people were wounded. According to Zelensky, Russia launched around 210 drones overnight, nearly 140 of them Shahed drones. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the India-UAE Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, that is CEPA, in force for 4 years, has created a transformational opportunity for Indian farmers, MSMEs and businesses. In a social media post, he noted that bilateral merchandise trade between India and United Arab Emirates has crossed $100 billion, while services trade is also rising steadily, opening new markets and enhancing value creation. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. we bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The United States has returned 657 antiquities to India, valued at nearly $14 million, following major investigations into global trafficking networks. The return was announced by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg at a ceremony in New York, attended by officials from the Indian consulate. Bragg described the scale of cultural trafficking from India as massive, saying more than 600 artifacts have now been recovered and more returns are expected. Among the key recovered items is a $2 million bronze statue of Avalokiteshvar, traced back to a 1939 discovery near the Lakshmana Temple and later stolen from a museum in Raipur before being smuggled out by 1982. Also returned is a sandstone sculpture of a dancing Ganesha, taken from a Madhya Pradesh temple in 2000. A 7-year-old boy from Jharkhand has become the youngest swimmer to cross the Pak Strait, completing the 29-kilometer stretch between Sri Lanka and India in a record time for his age category. Ishank Singh, a class 3rd student from Ranchi, finished the swim from Thalaimannar in Sri Lanka to Dhanushkodi in Tamil Nadu in 9 hours and 50 minutes. The feat was officially recognized by the Universal Records Forum. The crossing, part of Mission Samandar, began early yesterday morning and saw him battle strong currents and rough seas before reaching the Indian coast by afternoon. Russian filmmaker Pasha Talankin, co-director of the Oscar-winning documentary Mr. Nobody Against Putin, has lost his Academy Award statuette during travel. He was stopped at New York airport security from carrying it on board and told to check it in as cargo. On arrival in Frankfurt, the Oscar was missing. Airline operator Lufthansa has issued a statement expressing deep regret over the incident, saying it is conducting an internal investigation and a comprehensive search to locate and return the award as quickly as possible. In badminton, India advanced to the semifinals of the Thomas Cup after a dominant 3-0 win over Chinese Taipei in the quarterfinals at Horsens in Denmark today. Lakshya Sen gave India the perfect start, saving 2 match points to beat world number 6, Xiao Tianshen, 18-21, 22-20, 21-17 in a thrilling opener. The doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty then extended the lead with a hard-fought 23-21, 19-21, 21-12 win over Xiu Xiang She and Wong Shilin. India sealed the tie when Ayush Shetty held his nerve to beat Lin Shun Yi, confirming a comprehensive team victory. India registered its first victory at the Under-18 Ice Hockey Asia Cup in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, defeating Macau 8-1. After earlier losses to Indonesia and Uzbekistan, the Indian side bounced back with a strong all-round performance, showing improved structure, sharper attack and better control on the rink. Captain Gurtej Singh Bhatti led from the front with a brilliant 4-goal haul, emerging as one of the tournament's top scorers. The remaining goals came from Devansh, Ajay Dangi, Tashi and Iftikhar Hussain. In the ITTF World Team Table Tennis Championships, Indian men's and women's teams moved into Stage 2 of the championship after topping their Stage 1 groups with dominant wins at Wembley Arena in London. The women team outclassed Rwanda 3-0 after opening with a walkover against Uganda and edging Ukraine to finish atop Group 6. Manika Batra led the charge with a straight win over Chantal Hirwa. Dia Chitale and Cinderella Das followed with identical 3-0 victories. The men team also secured a 3-0 sweep over Guatemala to top Group 7 after earlier wins against Tunisia and Slovakia. Sathin Gyanasekaran, Manav Thakkar and Payas Jain all won in state games. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Government notifies Citizenship Rules 2026 introduces digital OCI system, biometric consent and stricter passport provisions. India-Tanzania boosts trade ties, joint panel reviews growth, expands cooperation. US returns 657 stolen artifacts valued at nearly $14 million to India. And in badminton, India reached Thomas Cup semifinals with dominant 3-0 win over Chinese Taipei in Denmark. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.